Welcome back to Home Design Chat with Nancy, and I am your host, Nancy Hugo. If you're remodeling or building a new home, you don't want to miss these podcasts. We cover everything. Today is May 13th. Well, yesterday was Mother's Day. I hope everybody had a great Mother's Day, and I did too. So I kind of skipped one day for my podcasting, and that's why I'm a day late. But no big deal. I want to talk today about the Property Brothers and home renovation reality shows. I came across an article about a Las Vegas couple who paid the Property Brothers nearly $200,000 in 2018. They thought it would be cool to have these brothers renovate their home, and I'm sure everybody likes the idea of having the renovation done by somebody else, and then voila, surprise. They open up the front door and they're surprised. They didn't know what was going to happen. Yeah, a lot of people are happy when they have it done. Some people aren't. These people had their episode aired on July 19th, and they've been in a lawsuit ever since. Now, the lawsuit actually is filed in Clark County, Las Vegas. These people said that the Property Brothers cost them nearly $200,000 in 2018, and that the production company, Cineflex, which the Property Brothers aren't working for anymore, ruined their house. And so this lawsuit's been going on for years. They're saying that the contractors and subcontractors did poor work, then they weren't licensed. And this is good to know. Everybody thinks, well, they're going to come in. Everything is going to be on the up and up. Follow the rules, follow the laws, get my house done. And, oh, you have to pay. Well, surprise, surprise. According to the homeowner, they said that there was sludge and sewers leaking out, causing the cabinets to disintegrate, the sink in their island bar to fall in, a range that they're unable to use because the pipe is in the wrong size, and the garbage disposal backflowing into the dishwasher, and mold and bacteria is forming in the dishwasher. So this was deemed a biohazard and removed by a hazmat company over the summer. And that's what you really don't ever want to see, a hazmat group of people coming into your home because there's major problems. Obviously, these people can't live in their home. So the couple said that Chapter 40 was placed on their home, meaning that they can't sell it until all these deficiencies have been corrected. But they can't even correct them because of the lawsuit, which has been stuck in the courts. Interesting, the Kings, the owners of the house, their lawyer said, "This case serves as a stark reminder that televised world of construction often masks the unfiltered reality. It underscores the critical lesson that in the realm of home improvement, what's present on screen can paint a deceptive picture of what truly transpires behind the scenes. Hence, what you see is what you don't get sometimes. Or what you don't see is what you do get." This lawsuit is going to jury trial in October of 2024. Now, if you want to learn more about this case, you can Google the Kings, Las Vegas, Property Brothers, and you'll find out more. This was just an overview of what I had talked about. And hopefully this is what happens to just a few of these cases for these renovation shows. But you can also go and look for the reviews on negative reviews for renovation shows. And that'll probably keep you busy for a while and maybe laughing or thinking how pathetic the situation was and that what it cost these people. So I did some reviewing on some of the renovation shows, but I didn't have time to check on everything. But I did find the Property Brothers were interviewed by Country Living, and they wrote about 35 rules people should know about when they go on Property Brothers. So this is what I'm going to talk about. Before I do that, I do want to talk about Monogram Appliances. Now, I've vetted them. I know Monogram Appliances, so you don't have to worry about their appliances. Just go to a reputable showroom to purchase your appliances. And you should check out Monogram Appliances if you are remodeling or if you just need to change out your appliances, maybe because they're old and you'd like to update them. So you can go on monogram.com to learn more about their appliances. And if you do visit a local showroom, see if these showrooms have the working appliances so you can check them out. But Monogram, as I've said all the time, they offer smart appliances and they have a smart HQ app to go with that so you can control your appliances from your phone. If you don't want to do that, you don't have to. But check out monogram.com. Okay, we're going to start with the 35 rules. And I'm not going to go through all the rules, but I just pulled out some of the ones that I thought would be interesting, you know, especially if you're thinking of applying to some of these renovation shows. So the first thing, this article said, the subtitle was, you better have $90,000 saved up and ready to go. Now, a lot of people think, well, I can get the Property Brothers or whoever, you know, your favorite renovation team is and get it done for free. But not so. You don't get anything for free nowadays. $90,000, and they didn't say that your house has to be so big. If you don't have the money, you better start doing a do-it-yourself project, I guess. And even that I don't recommend because you don't know, unless you're a builder, you don't know everything about everything. But we're going to start out with, how do you apply to the Property Brothers if you are enamored with them and you like their work? And by the way, I don't know if I mentioned this before, but they have their own production company. They pulled away from Cineflex, who is being sued by the Kings. Not to say that the Property Brothers might not be pulled into this lawsuit. But anyway, they're on their own now. So they will only take serious inquiries. That might sound like a given, but they get thousands of applications from people who just want a free house. And I guess they nix those people right away. Got to have the money, otherwise no go. You have to have your house picked out ahead of time. You can't do house hunting on air, and you can't decide that, well, okay, we like this house, we might buy it. You've got to have the done deal before you even think about applying for them. Oh, here's another one. You cannot be just one person, a solo owner. You have to have a partner. You don't have to be married, but if you're single, you have to have a likable sidekick like your best friend or a relative. So there's someone to discuss your decisions with. What they really want to see is the conversation between two people. So if you're just one person and you walk into a room and they say, well, what are your thoughts? You can't discuss. There's nobody else to discuss it with. So they like that possibly bantering or conversation. And that adds to the colorfulness of the show. Again, they talk about the $90,000, but they say you should be willing to spend more than that. So if you've got a tight budget and it's nowhere near $90,000, change the channel, go look for somebody else. So, you know, this $90,000, what does it cover? It doesn't say, actually, from what I read, what it covers. But again, what if there's something unforeseen? Oh, they have to rework the sewer lines. The electrical lines have to be replaced. The roof just caved in. All of this has to be covered unless they totally say, okay, we're out of here. Then what? I don't know. Do they just kind of walk away and say, this is just too much to handle? I doubt that they would do that, but they could say, you know, that 90,000, that's nowhere near enough. So we need another X number of dollars to redo the roof, which just caved in, or, you know, there's a fire hazard, we have to redo this or that. So don't be shocked. You should really look into a lot of this stuff before you even apply, and watch a lot of their shows, and watch a lot of the other shows too. You have to be living in or moving to the city that is on their schedule to work in. If they've just been in your city maybe a year ago, they're not going to go back. They want different things. And I did find out that your house or the house that you're watching, that's not the only house or project that they're working on. This article said that they work on as many as, well, upwards of five or more projects at the same time. So you're not the only people that are on their minds. They're doing other things. Okay, so guess what? There is a plus for the Property Brothers. You do get to keep the furniture. I'm not sure about the other renovation shows, but there's a lot of money that goes into the accessories, the appliances, the furniture, and hopefully that's part of what you've signed up for. So that's one of the things that you look into before you sign on the dotted line. If you are accepted by any chance, you've got to check out everything to make sure that you're covered. You know, let's face it, you're dealing with a big production company. They're going to make sure they're covered, but you've got to look at everything. I would suggest that you get a lawyer to look at the contract before you even sign it. And that's just from me. So let's see. Another one, they say, the Property Brothers say that they hire local general contractors, and that's the only reason that they can get this work done so fast. They keep the quality high and they keep the costs down because they use professionals that are local. Obviously, they didn't do that when they were working with Cineflex, and so maybe they've learned their lesson. There was a house in the area that I live in several years ago, and many of the subs that worked on this house, and I can't remember what the name of the program was. It was like, oh, you have to not look at the project until we bring you in and it's all complete. And then they show the people are so excited and they have the neighbors around and everybody's crying and, oh, you deserve this. Well, they do this. I don't know how they get it done, but they work 24 hours and it was rushed. And a lot of the subs said they weren't real happy with the situation, but the house was completed and beautiful. And things started falling apart after the people moved in. And the homeowners had to sell the house, mainly because the house grew from maybe a small, tiny house to this huge house. These people had a lot of kids. And they couldn't afford the taxes because the taxes are based on the size of the house. Nobody thinks about that, too. You start out with a small 1,200 square foot house, and you end up with a 4,000 square foot house, your taxes are going to go up. And so you've got to think about that. So obviously the people sold their house because of the tax situation. And then I guess they had to disclose to the new buyers that there are things that are falling apart. I don't know what happened in that situation. But again, with the property owners, the homeowners, are responsible for the permits, but the production company will help you out. And if anything in the home breaks or you're not satisfied, Jonathan and Drew, the Property Brothers, don't say goodbye. You're covered. The show leaves you with a warranty, and that's another thing you should check out before you sign on the dotted line. You want to know what all the warranties are. You want paperwork. You want everything on paper. You want to know who the local contractors and subcontractors were. You want to know everything that they used in your house. You want to know all of the warranties for your appliances, even down to what color paint did they use in case you have to touch up. These are important things, but these are things that people usually know when they're working with a local general contractor on their own. But when you have somebody like these cute little property brothers who walk in and they're taking over, you automatically trust them because they've been on TV, because they're famous, because they're cute, because they have a track record. Well, track records are good until something goes wrong. So you have to cover yourself. And that's with everything. You know, I can go on and on, maybe I will a little bit, about what you should look for when you're doing your own renovation. Always get a general contractor. Always start out with a designer or a consultant who can help you. The people who do these renovations on TV, well, they take care of a lot of the problems, but this is an overwhelming situation. Nobody does remodeling every year, so this is something new for the homeowner. And when you can rely, hopefully, on somebody who is professional, and I'm going to bring up the property brothers again, you think, well, they've done this before. If there's any problems, they can take care of it. You hope. And don't forget, they're filming you while they want to see your reactions. You know, and there again, I think I mentioned or I read somewhere that you've got to have this real happy personality that's very exciting. You can't be a very quiet person who says, oh yeah, that looks good. They want to see excitement. So if you're not, you know, just like on these TV shows, you're certainly not going to get on a TV show like, Let's Make a Deal or whatever they have, and you don't have a personality. So they're looking for personality too on these shows. You got to have personality, a partner, a house, and a lot of money. And then you can get your house done. Going back to your own project, if you're looking at these homes, getting ideas for your own project, well, that's all well and good. But always keep in mind that what they do is done in record speed. In reality, it doesn't happen that way. It might take for a total renovation of a home upwards of 3 to 6 months, depending on what you're doing and the products that you're using. So that's when reality hits. And I always suggest, again, like I said before, that you have a contractor. You've checked out his background, his references, and his work. Too many contractors, they don't have the track record, or they've done some things that people aren't happy with. So I always suggest that you look at their work, you get some references from them, make sure it's not their best friend, their brother, or their mother, and you check out their work, their relationship with the homeowners, and is it an ongoing relationship, or did the homeowners sever the relationship because of the situation? That's important. Don't jump into anything until you do your due diligence in checking everything, including their contractor's license and their insurance. Everybody's got insurance, especially nowadays. You can't just hire the guy down the block because you saw him with a truck and a hammer working on the neighbors. I mean, you could if you want to, but then if anything goes wrong, you don't have any recourse. So be aware. I always talk about Studio 41 every week because this is my source for all of my plumbing products for both bathroom and kitchen. Studio 41 has many showrooms in Illinois, and they have one in Scottsdale, and they are my source for all of my projects. They're very reputable. They have a great selection, and they have people who work there who know everything about the products that they sell in their showroom. The showroom in Scottsdale has cabinetry, and the ones in Illinois also sell windows and tile. Scottsdale doesn't do that. But I have sources for those too. So if you are in that area, then go into their showroom, check it out. And if you're not, you can go on their website because you can always shop online. And I think that's happening more and more. Some of these big box stores are closing and they're doing everything online. So check out shopstudio41.com. That's the number 41, shopstudio41.com. And if you have any questions, you can always check back with me at email me if you have any questions. Well, going back to using a general contractor, always too, be available for that general contractor. But, you know, I've said this many, many times. When you're hiring a general contractor, before you do that, you should interview at least two. And if you can't get a hold of them, if they don't get back to you to set up an interview, cross them off the list and go to the next one. Communication is so important when you're doing projects like this. And that goes with your consultant, your designer, your general contractor, not the subs. Don't try to contact the subs on your own because that's what the general contractor is for. He oversees the subs. You are not to get involved with them, but you should have meetings with your general contractor on a weekly basis if it's a large project. And if you have questions about what the subs are doing or any particular products, then you bring that up to the general contractor. He's the one who's overseeing everything. He's the one who you're paying. So don't cut him out of the questions. Don't even try to go directly to the subcontractors. And what I always suggest is that you go to your consultant. Now, I do, my work is consulting with homeowners who are going to remodel. So I get involved heavily. The first thing I do is meet with the customer, the client, and see what the scope of the work is. Is it just remodeling the kitchen, doing the bathrooms, changing out the floor coverings, or doing remodeling for the whole house, which, by the way, you would have to move out? And then I would do the designing of the area in question. We'll use a kitchen, for example. So I would remodel the kitchen paper-wise, do the design, meet with the client, make changes, do the final designs, and then suggest and go with the homeowner to pick out the products. We start with the cabinets, and everything is a domino thing. You don't pick out the cabinets and then, you know, forget about the countertops until the very end. Everything has to be picked out all at once. You do the cabinets, the countertops, the flooring, the backsplash, the plumbing, the lighting, the paint colors. All of this has to be decided before the general contractor starts demoing your kitchen. Nothing comes out. You're still using your kitchen. And when all of this is decided, then everything is ordered. And then when you find out what the delivery date is, then you start your project, or then your general contractor starts the project. There's no reason to start demoing and then you have a 6-week or 12-week lead time for your cabinets. It doesn't make sense. I mean, it's everything is, you know, practically obvious. So if you order something and you find out that the lead time is 18 weeks, you either make another selection or you have to wait if you're just, you know, decided on that project. Common sense, that's really what remodeling is. And I would suggest that when you remodel, always, and I'm sure your consultant would suggest this, always think about living in place, aging in place, all those things that you've heard about. This could be your forever home, or maybe it's a home that you're going to live in for 5 years, but always think of the future. You know, use all those amenities that we offer, starting with the grab bars, the roll-in shower, the roll-outs in your cabinets, easy reach items. I mean, think about this. You don't want to remodel a house and then do things where it's going to be difficult to use. Have enough lighting in your house. Don't skimp on that. All these things are important. And a lot of people think, well, I have a budget. You work around the budget. You get rid of the stuff that is superfluous and you use the stuff that's important. Now, if you decide on a tub that's $6,000, maybe you don't need that tub. Maybe you go with a tricked out shower that has everything that you've ever wanted. So there's pros and cons to a tub. I did a podcast on that before. You can look that up. But not dwelling on the shower or the tub or the bathroom, because I started out with the kitchen renovation. Always think of budget and the items going into that kitchen. If you don't cook that much, don't even think about a $10,000 range. If you only have two people in the house, you don't need a 6-foot freezer refrigerator combo. So be practical. Everything goes by your budget, your functionality, and the space that you have to work with. That's important. These things are important. Well, I know I started out with the Property Brothers and then kind of meandered over to your remodel. But, you know, that's important to know what's going on, what's available, and also, you know, what's going on in your neighborhood. If you're going to remodel, I would suggest that you check out some of the houses in your neighborhood that have had remodeling done and find out who their remodeler is. That's if you have some neighbors that you can talk to. Find out who they suggest, what the problems were, what they're using in their remodel. You don't want to put things in your house. If this is not your forever house and you're going to sell it in 5 years, don't overspend for the market. Don't spend $100,000 on a kitchen, even though you love it, but you're using emotion because in 5 years you're going to sell, you're not going to get your money back. So like I said, everything is common sense. That's what I would suggest that you do. Again, if you have any questions, you can email me at nancy@nancyhugo.com. And if you enjoyed today's show, you can subscribe on the platform that you're using to listen to these podcasts. And this is important. I would love people to subscribe. I do podcasts every single week. Been doing them for well over 10 years. So if you like the subjects that I'm talking about, subscribe, and then you will be notified when I do another podcast. And don't keep these podcast a secret. If you have friends and they could take advantage of the information that I share them with your friends. Tell them about Home Design Chat with Nancy. If you want to learn more about me, you can go to nancyhugo.com. I have a website that shows a lot of the projects that I've done, and I do admit that I have to update it. But there's a lot of before and after pictures, and there's a lot of videos where I explain different things. I'm not going to tell you about it. I think you should go on nancyhugo.com and you can check them out. And again, like I said before, if you have any questions for me, you can email me nancy@nancyhugo.com. I hope you learned a lot from this particular podcast. In doing the research, I never knew about different things the Property Brothers required. I never knew about that lawsuit that the Kings are involved in Las Vegas. And I would not be surprised if this was the only lawsuit that is in existence, because not everything goes perfect. And a lot of people, even contractors, promise and they don't deliver. So you've got to always check it out. And learning about the Kings and what happened is interesting, especially if you're doing a remodel, or especially if you live in the Las Vegas area. Boy, that's interesting. You know what they say, what goes on in Vegas stays in Vegas? Not so with this remodel, that's for sure. Anyway, it's time to tell you to stay safe, have a great day, and we'll do another podcast next week.